All right, guys, coming up next, the communications director for Chicago Ideas Week, Catherine Terrell.
Hola, I thought you were going to join me for a second. I was like, we're going to rap, and I don't know anything. Okay, so the theme of tonight is discovery, which is so appropriate because if I can think of one word that is constantly rotating in my playlist of words, it would be discovery, and that's because I'm going to blame my parents, as most of us do, for our problems. When I was younger, I used to read my dad's magazines, not the dirty ones. He had the cool ones. And he, a conservative guess would be that he subscribed to at least, I'd say, like, 5 to 8 car magazines. And so I remember being in, like, second grade, and I was reading a Motor Trend magazine, and I flipped to this page, and it was the Land Rover Discovery Series. And I think initially I was drawn to this truck because, being the third child, I was always shoved to the back seat or the third row of the car. And it's not because my brother and sister were assholes, but they were assholes. But, you know, like, looking, I was really drawn to it. And as a, I'm not a designer, but for the designers in the room, you can appreciate this. I was really excited to see someone took the time to design the third row seat that had its own sunroof. There was pockets in the ceiling. It was really fucking cool for someone who always spent their time in the third row, like myself. And so I've been advised not to tell a room full of nerds this, but discovery has been the password for all of my passwords. So so like Instant Messenger, Napster, I'm aging myself. But I actually checked today and I can confirm that that only rings true for one password and that's my Wi-Fi. So you're welcome. If you come to my house, Trout Manor, the password is discovery. You don't even have to ask me. You can just use it. So, that's the origin of discovery. And that's why, like, since I was a child, it's just constantly reoccurring in my life, not just because of the passwords. The second story related to discovery is that at Chicago Ideas, I manage a group called the Co-op. And the Co-op is a group of around 100 city leaders, and they apply to get in. There's really badass people in it, like Tanner, Charles Adler, one of the founders of Kickstarter, Kathleen Wright. She started a company, a clothing company called Peace & Co. that employs women all around the world in India and in South America. So it's this really cool group of people that we get together 4 times a year, and the whole purpose of this group is to make connections, get the decision leaders in the same room together to make Chicago a better city. And so the last time we got together, it was in May, and the theme of the night was Know Your Chicago. And so I had the challenge of giving everyone the task of expanding outside the co-op and getting to know someone who you pass on a regular basis, whether that's like someone you see jogging every night or your barista, the newspaper person. Does anyone have a newspaper boy? No. But if you do. So it was, you know, like, take that person out for a coffee. And so I challenged myself before I challenged my co-op to do this. And I'm going to take you way back to a whole month ago in, like, May, when I went with our director of our youth program, who's actually here in the audience tonight. Woo! Rachel, she's right there. If you want to talk about youth and getting involved, she's always about it. You can buy me a coffee later for that, so you're welcome. But we went to this thing. We took 20 ambassadors, and we went to this thing called We Day, which it's you can't buy a ticket to. It's for youth. It's for high school students who volunteer their time, and when they volunteer, they get a ticket. So you can't buy. You just have to volunteer. And it's great for them because it's like they realize how cool it is to volunteer, and then they get to hear, like, all these amazing people speak. And then for adults, it's really cool because you realize how old you are and how, like, out of touch you are. So, like, Selena Gomez was our host for the day, so just you can see where that's going. So I felt really – although Tyrese, I thought, like, none of the kids would know who he was, and he walked out on stage, and everyone went fucking bonkers and – because he's in the Fast and the Furious movie. So anyways, which I just watched one. Don't judge me. Number 6. Can't wait for number 7. So I had this whole music day, and my fiance texted me, and he's like, hey, like, we're going to Def Cab for Cutie tonight at the Chicago Theater. And I was like, sweet. So I, like, had this whole day of music at Wee Day, and then I went to see Def Cab for Cutie, and I was waiting on the train platform, Blue Line, which was late, and I was waiting there for the train to come, and I started hearing this amazing music, and it was this violinist. And so I went up to him, and I was like, hey, I want to take you out for coffee. Like, your music's amazing. And he literally had a crowd around him, and I videotaped him a couple times without trying to look creepy. But as you know, I probably looked creepy because I was videotaping a stranger. And so he actually ended up calling me. And I had him perform at our May co-op event, like, 2 weeks later. And he ended up performing with Orbert Davis, who's also in the co-op, who's an Emmy Award-winning trumpeter. So these two played together. They had never met each other until that night. And they just, like, riffed off each other. And it was amazing to watch these two just, like, kind of discover what the other person was great at. And they just played off of each other. So it's amazing to see, like, and to discover who's around you and how amazing just people are. So, like, I met an amazing musician on the train platform, and so I'm sure there's lots of amazing people here, so you should discover those people. And then my final story is about a initiative that I run, and it's called Books on the L. And so last week was Global Sharing Week, and we ended up dropping around 300 books with our partner, Open Books, who donated the books to us on the L trains. And so, actually, I hid 2 books underneath a chair. So everyone look right now. Although I think one's under an empty chair. It might be over here. So just, you have to, like, feel, because I taped them. I'm talking to you, girl in the glasses with the blonde hair, cute haircut. You have a book.
I got a chair sticker.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, it's fun to discover, like, books on the train, and they're for free, and it's awesome. And so that's the program we run, and it was brought to my attention by my boss, who was like, hey, you're a nerd. You have glasses. And we turned, like, my second bedroom is a library, if that gives you a hint. So I'm a big book fan. And so she's like, hey, we have this speaker. Her name was Holly Belton. She's an artistic director for Leo Burnett in London. And she was reading a book on the underground, and she wanted to share her book, and she didn't know how to do it. And so, being the creative person that she was, she created a sticker. She has a whole program. It's called Books on the Underground. I highly recommend that you check it out after you check out Books on the L, which is what we ended up bringing to Chicago. And initially, we were going to buy books, and I was quoted, even at a discount, I was quoted at like $13,000, which was comical because I had zero money. So I was like, that's great. That's not going to work. So I discovered I can be really scrappy. And so we actually ended up getting our speakers who were coming to Chicago Ideas Week, which is this year from October 12th through the 18th. So mark your calendar. So we ended up asking some of our speakers to get involved, who are on book tours. And the first speaker that was like, hey, I'm going to give you like 100 bucks, was Peter Till. And I was like, okay, cool. This thing has legs, and we can make this happen in Chicago. So we ended up dropping off around 1,000 books before Chicago Ideas Week within 3 weeks leading up to, which is really fun. And so now we have the mayor's support. We have the CTA support, and we're working right now I met with the Chicago Public Library for an initiative I can't tell you about yet, but you'll just have to follow along with me. And so we're hoping to drop off now at least like around 1,500 books in October leading up to Chicago Ideas Week. And so these are 3 random stories about discovery, you know, discovery about cars and the functionality of the back seat, which don't take that in a dirty sense. And then, you know, discovering amazing people, and then also discovering books. And just like everyone here was like, is it me? Is the book underneath my chair? You and the glasses. Yes, it is. So, you know, just like everyone has their own idea of what discovery means to them, and you should hold on to that, and you should cherish it, and then also discover where it takes you from there. So that's my story.
Thank you, Catherine. I just want to, on your second story there, I want to point out, man, we really do have some, like, amazing people in the audience tonight. So everyone, please enjoy this crowd. This is super great. Thanks, Tanner. You're doing great. You did drop that cell phone, but other than that, A+. A+, man.